Adel Kozelski, a very good morning to you. How are you?
I'm, thank God, well, and you?
Excellent, thank you. So on Thursday at this time, we look at the world through different eyes. We look at the world through spiritual eyes. And, of course, the big event, the tragic event that took place last week was the blast in Beirut. Still waiting for information to really find out a little bit more about that. But in the meantime, let's take a look at it through the eyes of spirituality or through a different lens. I'd love your thoughts on it.
Absolutely. And this is obviously not negating and never, ever rejoicing in the fact that many, many people lost their lives and even many more are injured. But from a greater spiritual perspective, there is an interplay between Jerusalem and Lebanon. And I don't have enough time to go into it, but there's a verse that says when Jerusalem is up, Lebanon is down. And when Lebanon is up, Jerusalem is down. And one of the things that I was thinking about was that I think that we saw one of the greatest miracles that ever happened in modern day time, and that was that blast, because undoubtedly, as you've been watching the news, you can see that there was a lot of explosives there. In fact, they're talking about that there were three or four different types of material there that grew up based on the colors of the ash, et cetera, et cetera. And from a spiritual point of view, we know that at the end of days, there is going to be that tension between Israel and its neighbors and who belongs who. And there was a lot of rhetoric to talk from Hezbollah, particularly, and they had already mounted a whole lot of IDF soldiers coming to the border. They were expecting something, and then suddenly, kaboom. I think that everything that was poised to attack Israel just went up in smoke. And I think that we should be very, very, very grateful for this huge miracle, because undoubtedly what was sitting in the port of Beirut was supposed to be for the destruction of Haifa, Tel Aviv, and other cities. Mm. And playing on the interplay of the fact that it says with the city of Tyre, where the city of Tyre will become enriched when Jerusalem becomes poor, and vice versa, I think that the pendulum is swinging, the scales are turning. And we are going to go and see a great revolution in light, in democracy, in good things, in even getting the people out of Lebanon, out of their struggle, because they are struggling as people, just because we've got this tyrannical, evil, like axis that is trying to bring negativity to the world. God just took it in one foul swoop and went kaboom.
Yeah, and it certainly pushed the people of Lebanon into the streets. It certainly left no doubt in their minds that they needed a new regime, because there was no little doubt whether it was negligent, whether it was nefarious, no matter what it was, that product should never have been at the port. It should never have been there for 6 years. The government was warned about it, and when we're starting to see images now of tunnels underneath the port, well, yeah. The question is why there would ever have been tunnels underneath the port, unless it was to smuggle out this type of product that that we know can be used and has been used in
Hezbollah is known that they were caught in London, they were caught in other places with this ammonium nitrate. There was no question that this port was poised to bring destruction to the Middle East, and in God's incredible kindness.
Right, but of course, the question is, what about the innocent lives lost? You know, it's hard to say, well, yes, it's a miracle, but still see the fact that 200 people were killed and 300,000 people have lost their homes.
100%, and that's why I did precurse that by saying that this is not negating the suffering that it has brought. And that's a bigger discussion about anything that you look at. You know, why do good people suffer? So that unfortunately I don't think we have time for, but I think that we need to be immensely grateful that threat has dissipated enormously.
And that's where we leave it. It's about to go 9 o'clock. Adel Kozelski, thank you as always.